Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include further actions by U.S. State Department against human rights violators. Minghui report, 325 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in November 2019. Shenyun Performing Arts 2020 begins world tour, gracing the stages of two U.S. cities. Australia. Joint rally calls on Australian government to sanction human rights perpetrators. A special music box store. And Germany. Legislator calls for public support for Human Rights Accountability Act. Now for the stories.
Further actions by U.S. State Department against human rights violators. The United States Department of State issued a press release on December 20, 2019, announcing that it has redesignated China and several other countries as countries of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 for having engaged in or tolerated systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom. Protection of religious freedom is a top priority for the U.S. government, explained Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, in the statement. The United States continues to work diligently to promote religious freedom and combat abuses. These recent designations continue that important work. Consistent progress has been made in the past few months. In October, we placed visa restrictions on Chinese government and Communist Party officials for human rights violations. In December, the United States government announced designations of 68 individuals and entities in 9 countries for corruption and human rights abuses under the Global Magnitsky Act. In May 2019, a State Department official notified several religious groups that the U.S. government was tightening visa approval of and may deny entry to human rights violators. The same official said that Falun Gong practitioners could submit a list of perpetrators involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. A notice from the Minghui website has called on all Falun Gong practitioners to take immediate action to collect, compile, and submit to Minghui.org information on the perpetrators, their family members, and their assets so as to locate and verify their identities. This news spread to China and reached the justice system at all levels. Some government agencies that participated in the suppression of Falun Gong removed staff members' photos from hallways to keep them from being collected and reported to Minghui. As he was releasing a detained Falun Gong practitioner, a police officer said, "I did not beat you, right? Please do not report me because my children plan to go to travel out of the country someday." A Falun Gong practitioner in Washington, D.C., shared similar feedback with a State Department official who was delighted to see that their efforts have effectively curbed human rights violations in China.
Minghui report, 325 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in November 2019. According to information compiled by the Minghui.org website, November 2019 saw 325 Falun Gong practitioners in China arrested and 20 harassed for their faith. At least 207 remain in detention or are missing at the time of writing. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. The arrests and harassment in November took place in 26 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. 10 of the regions reported double-digit arrests, with Liaoning province seeing the most arrests at 58, followed by 44 cases in Jilin province. 54 of the practitioners were 65 years old or older, with the oldest being 85. 4 of these older practitioners had their pensions suspended or were ordered to return the pensions they had received during previous imprisonments for their faith. The total loss to practitioners was over 368,000 yuan. Another 13 practitioners had approximately 89,000 yuan in cash confiscated by the police, averaging 6,800 yuan per person. Given the strict censorship in China, persecution cases cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available.
Shenyang Performing Arts 2020 begins a world tour, gracing the stages of two U.S. cities. The New York-based Shenyang Performing Arts kicked off its 2020 world tour on December 20th in Berkeley, California, and Purchase, New York. This season, the dance and music company's seven touring companies will present their brand new program in 150 cities and 19 countries with over 750 performances. Ken Church, senior vice president of a commercial real estate company, saw Shenyang Performing Arts with his wife in Berkeley, California, on December 20th. He said, "The precision is outstanding. I've never seen anything like it with so many people and so consistent. The finer details are really, really extraordinary, and the music is nice. Everything in the timing of it is really something we've never seen before. They're very disciplined. You can tell that the traditions go generations deep. It is very spiritual, but also the traditions that they're trying to permeate throughout the generations is very impressive," he said. Richard E. Hasselbeck, a lawyer and author, attended the Shenyang performance in Purchase on December 20th with his granddaughter. He said, "It was magnificent. This has to be a yearly event for me now." He explained what particularly moved him. "What I liked most about it was the stress on values, on the return to integrity and compassion. I love the spirituality. I love the return to a sense of a creator, the creator, and that salvation comes from the creator. It was just a stunning couple of hours. I'm glad I was here. It was a beautiful expression of millennia of Chinese culture, packed with a couple of hours and performed with beauty and humor and grace." Shenyang continues its world tour with performances in Houston, Texas, San Francisco, California, Florence, Italy, Nagoya, Japan, and Ottawa, Canada.
Australia. Joint rally calls on Australian government to sanction human rights perpetrators. The Australian Falun Dafa Association and Vietnamese community in Australia held a joint rally on Sydney Town Hall Square on December 10, 2019, Human Rights Day. 14 people spoke during the rally and condemned the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, as well as Vietnamese, Uyghur, Tibetan, and Hong Kong people. They called on the Australian government to pass legislation similar to the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act in the U.S. to sanction human rights perpetrators. Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the five sets of exercises before the rally and talked to passersby about the CCP's persecution. Many people were shocked to learn of the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Several people signed a petition urging the Australian government to exert pressure on the Chinese regime to stop the persecution of Falun Gong. At the rally, Dr. Lucy Zhao, director of the Australian Falun Dafa Association, talked about the CCP's persecution. She said, "In the past 20 years, hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were tortured in prisons, detention centers, forced labor camps, mental hospitals, and brainwashing centers. Many were killed while having their organs removed. This is even worse than the genocide of Jews during World War II. This human rights violation has been going on for 20 years, nonstop. We call on each government, media outlet, and organization to pay attention to this persecution and offer support to the victims. We heard that the Australian government is discussing passing legislation of the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. This act will stop the human rights violators from coming to Australia. We support this legislation, she added. Paul Nguyen, president of a chapter of the Vietnamese community in Australia, said, In Vietnam and China, the human rights situation has deteriorated significantly. On this Human Rights Day, I hope that the Australian government will give top priority to human rights. We support the federal government in formulating the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, like the U.S. government has, to prevent human rights violators and religious perpetrators from entering Australia. We hope to urge China, Vietnam, and other countries to stop violating human rights.
A special music box store. It's quite possible that Chen Yiching owns the largest collection of music boxes in Taiwan. Starting out as a street vendor selling clothing to later working at a freight company, Ms. Chen always dreamed of owning her own store. After years of planning and preparation, she opened Merry Melody, her music box store in Taipei in November 2003. She said, When I began preparing to open my store, the designer I worked with gave me some advice. He said, As a business owner, it's important to give to the community. I learned that when a person is truly considerate of others and wants to provide help, people see it and appreciate it. In order to convey her message of warmth and hope, Ms. Chen installed a beautifully designed garden and large glass windows. She works with customers to incorporate their happy or special moments into the music boxes. Her customers appreciate her sincerity and kindness, and she has opened two additional locations to meet the increasing demand. Ms. Chen had known the store designer for many years. He was always so kind and calm. No matter how complicated the situation became or how worried I was, he was always very calm, she recalled. One evening in 2013, Chen asked him about it and learned he had practiced Falun Dafa for many years. She was about to go to Germany on a business trip, so she purchased a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa's teachings, and read it on her trip. She said she gained a brand new understanding of life. She remembered the designer always carried a book with a golden cover. After we discussed work-related issues, it always seemed like he was about to tell me something. Now I know he was thinking about telling me about Falun Dafa, but he wasn't sure if I could accept it, she said. Ms. Chen said that she feels very fortunate. If I hadn't come to Taipei to open this store, I probably wouldn't have met the designer or heard about Falun Dafa. I'd still be muddling along. She says she's so happy that at age 39, she was able to find the true meaning of life and start her new journey of becoming a better person.
Germany. Legislator calls for public support for Human Rights Accountability Act. Members of the public can sign an online petition during the month of December urging the German parliament to pass the Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act. The Magnitsky Act was originally passed by the U.S. Congress in 2012 and was aimed at punishing Russian officials who had committed human rights violations and corruption. In 2016, the U.S. law had its reach extended globally. On March 14, 2019, the European Parliament passed a resolution to urge the EU and its 28 member states to legislate an act similar to the Magnitsky Act. This has taken place in Canada, the UK, Estonia, and the Netherlands, but Germany has yet to join this growing list of countries. On October 1, 2019, the public submitted an application to the Board of Appeals of the German Parliament, urging the government to introduce the Global Human Rights Accountability Act in light of China's brutal human rights violations. The board published the appeal on its website on December 1st, allowing the public to show their support by signing a petition. Ms. Julie Nissen, a parliamentarian for the Frankfurt region, wrote in her newsletter published on December 13th, Please support this appeal to the German parliament to pass this act. If enacted, the assets of human rights perpetrators will be frozen and they will be barred from entering Germany. This applies to criminals on a global basis, including communist China. She also wrote, "We have received a lot of information on how the Chinese Communist regime brutally persecutes the innocent simply because of their belief. There is shocking evidence which indicates that Falun Gong practitioners are murdered for their organs and numerous Uyghurs are imprisoned in labor camps. This is a terrible thing. We should support the victims and hold the perpetrators accountable. We recently celebrated the passing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We celebrate this every year, yet crimes against humanity have been more severe." Ms. Nissen also said in her newsletter, "What makes me angry is that China was a member of the United Nations Human Rights Council from 2016 to 2019. During this time, it has carried out even more illegal trade in organ harvesting." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.